water. You may tell water to become honey or milk. He is the creator of the heavens and the heavenly ones, the creator of water and earth and earthly beings. To heaven he gave its circling motion and its purity, to water and earth its dark appearance and its power of growth and its growth. How can heaven choose turbidity? How can earth and water buy purity? To everyone he hath allotted a certain course. How should a mountain by any effort become as a straw?
It means what? That was a pattern. Right? So in this discourse, this is a small chapter. What was it about? And he put a very simple question to you. He said, excuse me, are you changeable or not? Because everything was denying the change. And he said, oh, there is change, but not something to something else just like that. He even brought your imagination of the heaven in. Do you remember? You imagine a heaven with the milk and the honey instead of water running in it. He said, what is this stupidity? Yes, it looks good to the simple brain of me, that the ego, that whatever I want should be done. Could it be that, like that? Because whatever you want, I don't want, then what? You're only one. What is the matter with you? And there are stuff that are impossible. Because everything is created not to be the same. Don't you remember? I told you that. Everything is different and should be different. If it is to you, you want everything to be like you. You want everybody to act like you, think like you, and all that. Remember all that silly stuff. How is it possible? This is how he brought it in. He said, okay, God made the air and the dirt. The air cannot be like the dirt. The dirt cannot be like the air. God made me a man. Can I be like a woman? No. Pretend, yes. But that's what it is. But we are not talking about me being a man or a woman. We are talking about me being good for we or bad for we. So it has nothing to do with me. I'm like this. The excuse that you brought, because this is the excuse that whoever tries to advise you, you could say something like that. Then, listen to the answer, because this was not their answer. This is what they talked about. Now they answer. Yep.
The answer of the prophets, on whom be peace, to the Nesetarian. The prophet said, yes, he had created some qualities from which it is impossible to withdraw oneself. And he had created qualities accidental, so that a hated person becomes acceptable. If you feel
what does that mean? Because if you don't understand that, what are we doing here? What does really that mean? Okay, those people, they said, okay, you know what, God made me like this, and you cannot change this like that, and the stuff is like this, what? Rumi said what?
We
said, you silly people. I translated to the new English. You silly people. When I'm talking about the exception, I'm not claiming there is no rule. There are rules. There are the stuff that don't change. But you are not one of those. You are changeable. I could prove it. Because I compare you with you yesterday. Are you the same? Ha ha! That's what it is. right? He started like that. Yes, there are some stuff that you cannot change. Yes, and they explained that, yes, if you talk about today's stone that become gold, is impossible. But is that the case? Yeah.
If you bid a stone become gold, 'tis futile. If you bid copper become gold, the way exists. If you bid sand become clay, it is incapable. If you bid earth become clay, that is possible. He hath given maladies for which there is no remedy, such as lameness, flatness of the nose, and blindness. He hath given maladies for which there is a remedy, such as facial paralysis and headache.
Yeah. You see how simple he brings it out, that yes, we didn't say there is no room. Of course there are stuff that they don't change. But we are not talking about the stuff. We're talking about you. And you are changeable. That's what it is. Yes?
These medicines he had made for the sake of harmony. These maladies and medicines are not in vain. Nay, most maladies have a cure. When you seek in earnest, it will come to hand.
Okay, but the word here is malady. Malady, if I understand, which is a French word, is sickness, right? Mm-hmm. But the word is not sickness, the word Rumi is using, is Ranj. Ranj means the pain in the effort. When you're doing something hard, you have some pain. He's talking about that, the pain of the change, because that's what he's suggesting. They will say, okay, the prophet said, yes, of course there are unchangeable stuff. For example, if you are a midget, you cannot be the tallest one. Yes. They prolong even your feet a little bit or your hands, but you cannot become like that. But that's the physical stuff. That's about the form. It's about stone, gold. And even in that scale, you look at it. You could find an elixir and transform the copper to gold. So, think about the stuff that you talk about it like sickness. What is sickness? What is it? When I ask like that, you don't have any answer. Suddenly you say, I don't know. If there is no cure, there is no sickness. Sickness means something that maybe could be cured, because normally it's not supposed to be like that. Sickness is exception, right? What is the medicine? Medicine is the same exception. Sickness is no good, medicine is good. You see, this is the coin I was talking about. Remember, whatever you call negative has a positive side. So he said, but mainly, look at the disease. Mainly they are curable. How? With this information we have, and we find the remedies and all that, don't we? Again, you.
How the infidels repeated the necessitarian arguments.
This necessitarian argument is something we talked about it before. Do you remember? When we talked about algebra. Because the word is jabr. Jabr means being forced. And algebra is understanding the force. It's something like that. We talked about it in book one. Remember in that forest, the animals, they talked about if you are being forced in the situation or You have the choice. Because this is what even now we talk about it. When we take some criminal, we talk about the crime. What is the main defense? I couldn't help it. The situation was like this. The situation was imposed like that. The excuses are always outside in the form of, I had to. I was forced to. Here, he brings that subject out and say, ha ha ha. You know what? This is it. You repeat that whatever you do, you have to. Do you remember I was talking a couple of minutes ago about this we and the culture which is fed to me? I could appreciate it as I receive something and I have choices to choose between them, or I could claim that this is what made me like this. And we always do that. Why? Because that's correct. That's why we're explaining it to you. Stop that. Close this stuff that comes from outside to you. Have your choice. Because at the end of the day, it's your choice. What we is giving to you is the element of the choice, of the changes. This is what it is. Yes.
The people said, oh, company, this malady of ours is not one of those that admit of cure. For years ye uttered spells and admonitions of this kind, and by them our bondage was made sore every moment. If this disease were susceptible of cure, some particle of it would at last have been removed. When hepatitis occurs, water does not enter the liver. If he should drink up the sea, it would go somewhere else. Consequently, the hands and feet become swollen. That water drinking does not defeat the thirst.
What was that? That was your position. Look at it. They said what? Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. You're telling me 124,000 prophets came here, and look around you. It's the same stuff. So what's the use? This is another excuse that you have. Oh, all of this, yes, oh, it's heard, but look around you. It doesn't change. Because we are different now. They believe in an us. Look at us. We're different. It doesn't work on us. Your tricks, your advice, your view is not interested for us. Because we are like this. As simple as that. Yes?
How the prophets, on whom be peace, answered them again. The prophets said, despair is wicked. The grace and the mercies of the Creator are infinite. It is not proper to despair of such a benefactor, clinging to the saddle strap of this mercy. Oh, many a plight became hard in the beginning. Afterwards, it was relieved and the hardship passed away.
Is this a good answer? What does that mean? He made a story. This is made up. Jung is making up this story. And he is converting from this position to the other one to explain to you all the excuses that you have. Not in your brain, in your environment. Because this is what's coming to you. So, there is a group of people, okay? This group of people are logic, wise, and very modern, right?
Lazy.
That's the best thing the animal is looking for. The moment of resting and enjoying the satisfaction and all that. But the prophet started again. Beside